All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got a lot of ground to cover. We're going to wait to get into the Lion stuff, see if any DJ Reader news trickles out. That's who they were hosting. Again, another player with an injury profile, but he's a good player. So we'll wait and see. But Rico has kind of a combo meal. Now, I'm basically going to leave until 3 o'clock. Because if I start talking about this, I'm just going to get angry. I'm going to get angry at a coworker, and then I'm going to get angry at whatever process they use to credential people. And I'm going to get upset because, again, why did Roberto create a song called Limp Bleep City? This is exactly the type of stuff I can't handle, and a coworker did it. Just couldn't, in an A to B conversation, see his way to the conclusion. He couldn't do it. Had to throw in caveats. Had to dip his toe in the water for, I don't know what, fear of reprisal? So I'm going to let Rico do his damn thing, because on a serious note, Rico has a very personal angle to it. And then I may rejoin when we get to the part about my coworker, because I just can't take certain things. So here's Rico Beard, everybody.
No. It wasn't the coworker that asked that question.
No, I got a problem with what he wrote. That chicken bleep.
Yeah. No, Mike, I want
chicken
you.
Chicken bleep column.
I want you to participate in this column that Wojo wrote.
And horrible.
I think Wojo is the sentiment of everybody, even though Michigan only won 8 games this year. Sounds like Juwan Howard's coming back. Now, why? I have no idea. I don't know why you would want him back. But nothing that happened in this athletic department in U of M has made sense to me all season long, from your point guard being halfway pregnant to now it sounds as if they're going to treat this year like a COVID year. Because Juwan had the heart surgery, they're not counting this season. That's what it sounds like. And Wojo wrote an article. If you're a Michigan fan, I would be upset. I would be angry, because you need to move on, because you don't have a future coming down the line. There's other teams. Rutgers, you look at their recruiting class, it's like number 2 in the nation. They're going to be good. They suck this year. Michigan, you suck this year, and I don't think it's going to be better. Mike, they won 3 games. They were 3-1 to start off the season. I think they finished 5-23.
That's correct. It's the worst season in school history. They were awful. He was completely outmatched. They never had halftime adjustments. They got their doors blown out in the second half of games routinely.
His press conferences were bizarro world, where he told the people of Illinois, you're welcome, because I didn't take Terrence Shannon from you.
So do you want to start with your part, and then I'll get to the Wojo part?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, why don't you do your part? Because we just gave you the backdrop. Michigan, and I know no fan wanted them to win last night. I know you're done, you're tired, you're exhausted, you want the season over. Hey, shout out. So do I with my team. The point is, how do we end up with this as a question at the postgame press conference?
Folks, recorder, coach, I'm right here. First of all, we're praying for you that your health will
improve. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that, man.
There's 3 black coaches in this conference. And throughout the season, each one of you has been put on a hot seat by the white media. I'm hoping that you survive this, but because we know black coaches sometimes don't.
Thank you.
But can you speak on just the fact that the 3 of you are doing the job that you've been hired to do, representing as coaches? There was black kids in the stands today that got to see you coach. and we'll see the other two black coaches during this tournament. Can you just speak on that?
That was a real question at the press conference. That's not doctored audio. This is where we are, that there are some who feel like Juwan Howard should be back. I think that's the most ridiculous question I've heard in my life. Because when you break it down, Juwan, you won 8 games. You didn't preface that, whoever asked that question. And I wish I could credit that person, but I don't know who it was. Now, to Juwan's credit, he deflected from that ridiculousness, okay? As I stated earlier this week, is there injustice in the world? Absolutely. Is everything an injustice? No, it's not. Going 8-24, that's just bad coaching. If you are a white coach and you go 8-24, you're going to get asked the same questions. Ben Johnson from the Minnesota head coach, they just lost to Michigan State. He's had 3 straight losing seasons. That's why he's on a hot seat. Mike Woodson, coaches for Indiana. Indiana basketball, either you're winning the national title or the season's a failure. He knew that taking the job. That's why he's on the hot seat. Juwan Howard, you're on the hot seat because you're 8-24. You're not on the hot seat because of the color. It's not the white media. And oh, by the way.
You missed the tournament with lottery picks.
Yeah, you had 2 lottery picks. No, you had 2 lottery picks and Hunter Dickinson. And you still didn't make the tournament. But that's not because, yeah. Oh, by the way, there was a coach who did get fired. Chris Holtman, Ohio State, he was white. Oh. Where that question came from, don't know. Ridiculous. Never should have been asked. They should have taken the microphone from that man. Juwan should have just stopped him halfway through the question. But, bro, get to your question. Get to your question.
Get to the Wojo part. Wojo writes that it's complicated with Juwan Howard. And then if he were in charge, he probably would. No. There's no probably. There's nothing to talk about. Juwan Howard should be fired. Full stop. End. There's nothing complicated. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about the health.
No. When your football team almost doubled the amount of victories the basketball team had, that's problematic.
It's the worst season in school history. The recruiting is off the rails. They had Hunter Dickinson last year. They had first-round draft picks last year. Didn't make tourney.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And come on, man. Like, this is why we are Cialis City. Nobody can write the column that just says Juwan Howard, stink, fired, out. It's not a crime. The data's there to back it up. He won with D-line's players. Kudos. He had a great recruiting class that underachieved. Then he totally wasted a team last year. And this year's the worst season in school history. End. Goodbye. But nobody can write it.
No.
And after the post game, that's the type of question it gets asked.
Right. Because I think if you're an NCAA team, you should probably steer away from former NBA players who have no coaching experience. Not working out with Juwan. Didn't work out with Patrick Ewing. Stackhouse just got fired from Vandy.
And Penny Hardaway stinks.
And Penny Hardaway, yeah, not that great. You may want to steer away. Oh, we'll just get the former player and he'll fix everything. That's not how it works. This team, this fan base deserves better.
I have a question. I mean this. What is complicated about Juwan Howard's job status if you're a fan? how Wojo can say it's complicated. Well, I don't get to make the call, but if I did, I'd probably just write the words. If it were my decision, I'd fire him. It sucks. Hell, I don't care if Bob says he likes Juwan. It doesn't matter to me. It's the worst season in school history. Where are the recruits? Where's the product? It's multiple years of underachievement. And frankly, a guy who looks completely overmatched. What's their record in one possession games? Like 1-15?
Yeah.
How'd they look in the second half this year? Every game.
It was automatic money. They would be up, take the money line, the opposing team. And other than Wisconsin, Michigan lost every game.
What are we doing? What is wrong with people?
Because, okay, get your chair drop ready.
No,
here's
I'm not
why.
Here's
why. Because if you say mean things about Juwan this year, you look like a pariah because
why?
He had the heart surgery.
I don't care.
And you don't look like you're sympathetic.
No, I'm not.
And you look like you just don't care.
No,
you
I'm only not. Care because guess sports. What? Mark D'Antonio had a heart attack in the middle of the season. Did we not continue to talk about game-to-game decisions being made and his performance as head coach?
All right.
I don't care. Okay?
Bro,
my middle name's Pariah. I don't care. The man was on the sidelines. And then, even when he was available to coach, he punted coaching one day and let the real coach of the team and Phil Martelli do it. I don't want to hear it.
No, I mean, even just his entire personality is just like, I don't know what's going on with Juwan. I mean, coming to his press conferences, you know what? You see this stat? If Hart was a stat, we would have won the game. Juwan, you just lost by 20.
Yeah, it's not, and you didn't. Look at the program health. Look at every metric you measure a coach by. And then you get the columnist in this city who we work with. I mean, occasionally we work with, because I don't even know if Bob works here anymore. You can't just write Juwan should be fired. Why am I reading articles talking about, well, you know, Juwan, he's got a vision for how he's going to fix this thing. What? 8-24? That's la-la land.
Oh, Mike, if you listen to this, Juwan fully believes he's coming back. Well, he talks the future.
I don't understand it, and that's where I would love to hear from Michigan fan.
I remember telling David, and David was like, no, he's not. And then finally Dave was like, yeah, you're right.
And the thing that would bother me the most with a question like that in the postgame, if I were a black man, you're cheapening race. You are cheapening instances of racism.
Because you're basically saying it's okay to only win 8 games because it's black kids in the stands. And it's like...
tremendous.
No, if you're bad, you're bad.
Oh, and there are 3 black coaches who are all in the hot seat. Yeah, all 3 happened under a chief. Now, Ben Johnson may have saved his gig by having, wait for it, a winning season. Mike Woodson is at the Alabama, at least in their mind, of college yes. basketball. Indiana, without a run, won't even make the tourney. Growing up, it was unthinkable for Indiana to not be in the tourney. They were a power.
Right.
They have expectations of being a power. John Calipari's on the hot seat. They're ranked. They might win the SEC tournament. Why? Because he had the audacity to lose like 3 games at Rupp.
Right.
But
this guy came out, and when I heard the question, I thought it was, I'm like, okay, somebody just put that audio in there. No, that was real audio. That was a real question. I'll give Juwan credit. He kind of brushed it off and just was like, yeah, you know, and talked about his team. It had nothing to do with people coming after you because, oh, by the way, Chris Holtmann, Ohio State coach, fired.
And he probably got a raw deal.
He did. And they actually started winning after they fired him.
But he's a white guy.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that doesn't fit the question. So here's the deal. We'll throw the number out. We wanted to get this out of the way. I have nothing to say about Michigan State. I did not celebrate today. I think if you are, you're a moron. I think this ridiculous tournament streak has poisoned your level of expectation. Do whatever you want. I don't have to throw a sprinkle party.
Ski you, Ma.
Exactly. But I'd love to hear from a Michigan fan on it.
I've never heard so many ski you Ma's in my life.
How? How? How is there any doubt about what should, not what will, what should happen with Juwan Howard? How is Wojo's column real? How is it even a question whether the man should be fired or not? I don't know what planet I live on. 248-539-9797. We'll get to the Lions in the 3 o'clock. I also have some sound for you. On Javi Baez. Oh. And I think it's a step in the right direction.
Javi or Harvey?
Both.
Ooh.
We'll get to that later on as well. Rico, Church.
Ski you, Ma.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.